Okay, so if you punish them wrong, they haven't been punished. Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 326, Tipitaka, part 210. More specifically, this is Cholavaga 3, part 6, in which we will pick up where we left off last time in Cholavaga 3, part 5. You're welcome to jump in here if this is your first time. Otherwise, you're welcome to start, if you want, at the beginning of Cholavaga. And, you know, at the beginning of the section that we're in. If you would like to start at the beginning of the Vinaya Pitaka, which is where we've decided to start the Tipitaka, I don't know if it's universally considered the first basket, but I think of it as the first basket. We're approaching it as the first basket here on Buddhist Books Podcast. And see, we're almost finished. I mean, almost is relative. We're toward the beginning of the fifth book out of six books. So by mid-2027, we'll be reading the second basket. Sutta Pitaka? I should know that. Anyway, so if you'd like to start at the beginning of the Tipitaka, you can click the playlist right there, check it out. Generally, the main channel page, the menu is much more organized than it was before. So there's a lot of other things besides Tipitaka. So you can check that out if you want. There's the main channel playlist. Okay, so for those who are still with us, welcome. I suppose I'll jump in and pick up right where I left off last time. And we'll see where it goes. We're getting, I think, toward the end. We're still, part six. Things get a little, there's more of the three dotses. And things get a little more abbreviated. We'll see. I mean, I'm not going to try to predict too much. We'll just... Lord Buddha is mid-sentence. I mean, he's mid-rant. Mid-lecture. So he's going to give an example. This seems to be... Like, sometimes something will happen where they'll say, hey, this monk stubbed his toe, and Lord Buddha will say, ah, well, we should do this. But then he'll start saying... This is a case where a monk stubs his finger, but there wasn't that, you know, it makes him think of, okay, well, let's make 20 rules right now that I am thinking of inspired by what just happened, but not directly about what just happened. So that's kind of what we're in the middle of. This is a case, monks, where a monk, having fallen into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, not having concealed not many... Not having concealed many, not having concealed one kind, not having concealed different kinds, not having concealed those of a like division, not having concealed those of the other division, the lesser division, the greater division. Cholavaga is lesser division, so Mahavaga. Mahavaga? Anybody want to start at the beginning of Mahavaga? Can click right there, too. That's the other division. The greater division. Anyway, not having concealed separate ones, not having concealed connected ones, leaves the order. Two monks come to have fallen into an offense. I'm... a little confused. Usually when he says this is a case where and then states what the case is, he says something about it instead of just saying that's a bird. Anyway, where are we going today? Like, all right. So those cases exist. Never mind about what to do about them. We'll just keep reading. Next section. Two monks come to have fallen into an offense entailing a formal meeting of the order. They come to be of the opinion that the offense is one entailing a formal meeting of the order. That's good. They agree with reality, in other words. One conceals it, the other does not conceal it. Ah, that's always a problem. Whoever conceals it, should you ever see that movie, Very Bad Things? Never mind. Or is it Very, Very Bad Things? I forget. There's a similar situation. They end up having to get rid of Ed Helms because he wants to tell the authorities what they did. Anyway, whoever conceals it should be made to confess an offense of wrongdoing, and having granted him probation for as long as it was concealed, manata, discipline, should be imposed on both. Two monks come to have fallen into an offense entailing a formal meeting of the order. They are doubtful whether the offense is one entailing a formal meeting of the order. One conceals it. Three dots. Parentheses as above. Thank you, Polytext Society. I'll add editorial commentary. So below. And parentheses. More dots. Should be imposed on both. Right, yeah, same. Punish them both for, even if they're, so if they're, they know that it's bad, they're going to conceal it, or one of them, never mind. If they're not sure whether they broke a rule, but they're going to conceal it, they get punished the same as somebody who is sure that they broke a rule and concealed it, right? Two monks come to have fallen into an offense entailing a formal meeting of the order. In regard to this offense, they are of the opinion that it is a mixed offense. Oh, there's a footnote, and I'm vaguely curious. Let's see what the footnote says. Misaka, which something says means a mixed with a grave offense and so on. Okay, so it's somewhere in between the established rules. Is it a misdemeanor? Is it a felony? It's sort of in between. One conceals it, three dots, as above, three more dots, should be imposed on both. Two monks come to have fallen into a mixed offense. I get more interested when they tell us what the offense is, but I'll just have to wait and get through the boring stuff, and then hopefully there'll be a more interesting story. Okay. In regard to this mixed offense, they are of the opinion that it is an offense entailing a formal meeting of the order. One conceals it. Three dots should be imposed on both. I hate having three dots imposed upon me by the... Two monks come to have fallen into a mixed offense. In regard to that mixed offense, they are of the opinion that it is a mixed offense. One conceals it, three dots should be imposed on both. So, I mean, generally speaking, Lord Buddha, or assuming he wrote the rules, you know, that's the assumption being made. We don't have anything else to compare it to. Lord Buddha wants to be sure that there's no confusion. So, you know, if you put on your shoes... You know, if you put on, what if they're red shoes? If you put on your red shoes, what if they're blue shoes? So he has to go, okay, if you put on your red shoes, if you put on your blue shoes, if you put on your yellow shoes, if you put on your green shoes, if you put on your brown shoes, if you put on your sandals, if you put on your, like, he'll go on and on and on and on listing every kind of shoe, just so nobody thinks, oh, but I thought this kind of shoe was an exemption because he didn't specifically say this kind of shoe. Ever since the beginning with the rule about not having sex, and they're like, But what if... He had to give hundreds of different examples of ways not to have sex. Right? Yes. Keep reading, Edward. Two monks come to have fallen into a slighter offense. What's a slighter offense? Sudhaha. A group of lighter offenses, not those entailing a formal meeting of the order. Right, okay. It's like standing with your arms akimbo and making eye contact with the villagers while you're doing alms, you know. What was that? Anyway, it's a wrongdoing. In regard to this slighter offense, they are of the opinion that it is an offense entailing a formal meeting of the order. One conceals it, the other does not. Whoever conceals it should be made to confess an offense of wrongdoing and should be dealt with according to the rule. Two monks come to have fallen into a slighter offense. In regard to this slighter offense, they are of the opinion that it is a slighter offense. One conceals it, three dots, according to the rule. Two monks come to have fallen into an offense entailing a formal meeting of the order. In regard to this offense entailing a formal meeting of the order, they are of the opinion that it is an offense entailing a formal meeting of the order. It occurs to one, quote within quotes, I will tell about it, end quote within quotes. It occurs to the other, quote within quotes, I will not tell about it, end quote within quotes. He conceals it during the first watch, and he conceals it during the second watch, and he conceals it during the third watch. If the offense is still concealed after the sun has risen, whoever conceals it should be made to confess an offense of wrongdoing, and having granted him probation for as long as it was concealed, manata, discipline, should be imposed on both. Sidebar. Is that the first time they've mentioned first, second, and third watch? Because that's the first time I've noticed it, and that's very interesting. Like, for the first time, I have this mental image of monks, you know, staying up at night to keep an eye on things while everybody else is asleep. And then the second watch, another monk, they wake up and, hey, it's your turn to keep an eye on things. I'm going to go to sleep now. So they have shifts. Haven't heard yet about, like, how to organize that, or maybe I'm sure they'll get to it at some point. A lot of times they make reference to something and then explain it much later. Two monks, four dots. They become mad. Okay. So in the four dots is have fallen into an offense of some kind. I don't know. Polytech Society won't tell us. They become mad. And later, they, having, meaning insane, is usually what they mean. They don't mean angry. They become sane again, right? One conceals it, the other does not conceal it. Whoever conceals it should be made to confess an offense of wrongdoing, and so it was a slighter offense. And having granted him probation for as long as it was concealed, manata, discipline, should be imposed on both. So the footnote says that according to some other text, a slighter offense is one less than a formal meeting of the order. However, a wrongdoing is the lowest tier offense, and there's other tiers in between. So I'm just nitpicking a little bit, but I think the footnote, or whatever the footnote was making reference to, is wrong based on the context of the text, because it's saying that if you fall into a slighter offense that you should confess a wrongdoing, but if it's a grave offense, which is lower than a formal meeting, then you wouldn't confess a wrongdoing. You would confess a grave offense. So a slighter offense is a wrongdoing. I'm going to go with that, because that's what the text, not the footnotes, is telling us. Polytext is saying. Sorry. Or whatever commentaries it's making reference to. One conceals it, the other does not conceal it. Whoever conceals it should be made to confess an offense of wrongdoing. Having granted him probation for as long as it was concealed, manata, discipline, should be imposed on both. Two monks come to have fallen into an offense entailing a formal meeting of the order. As the Patimokkha is being recited, these speak thus. Quote within quotes, only now do we understand that the rule, as is said, is handed down in a clause, contained in a clause, and comes up for recitation every half month. End quote within quotes. In regard to that offense entailing a formal meeting of the order, they are of the opinion that it is an offense entailing a formal meeting of the order. One conceals it, the other does not conceal it. Whoever conceals it should be made to confess an offense of wrongdoing, and having granted him probation for as long as it was concealed, manata, discipline, should be imposed on both. Unless the wrongdoing is the concealing it. So I don't know. It's a little unclear. But basically, yeah, it's the same situation, whether you knew what you were doing, whether you weren't sure what you were doing, whether you didn't know, but then you realized later during the Patimokkha recitation, whatever the situation is, if you conceal it, then the amount of time you conceal it, you get probation, then you get manata, and so on. Okay. This is a case, monks, where a monk falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. Many and not many, and of one kind and of different kinds, and of a like division and of a different division, and separate and connected. My kind of, probably the kinds of monks I would have hung out with, right? He asks the order for concurrent probation on account of these offenses. The order grants him concurrent probation on account of these offenses. While he is doing probation, he falls into several intervening offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, many not concealed. While he is doing probation, he falls into several intervening offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, not many not concealed. I mean, I feel like when I read stuff like this, like it's unfortunate reading things like, oh, if you're blind, you're not allowed to be a monk. If you, you know, toothless, you're not allowed to, you know, like, there's so many, like, really? Why? You know, just learn sign language, you guys. Like, if you're deaf, you can't be a monk. But then this, according to this, it's like, if you just can't stop doing that thing that requires a formal meeting, we were there. If you're not familiar, go check out the formal meetings. They're great. There's all kinds of shenanigans. But yeah, a person does 20 different things. He just can't stop. He's in the middle of being punished. They're announcing the punishment. He's doing another thing. That's, you know, they don't kick him out. You just say, okay, this is your punishment for that. That's your punishment for that. These 20 things we're going to combine into one punishment rather than putting you on probation for the rest of your natural life. We'll put you on probation for this amount of time, and then it will punish you, and then it'll try again. Oh, you screwed up again. All right, let's get together, have a meeting. How are you going to be punished? They let these guys into the order. I mean, wow. Like, what a safety net, you know, for a person who doesn't want to, you know, do other stuff. I mean, not to say that it's easy. You have to. I'll just keep reading. Okay. On account of the intervening offenses, he asks the order for sending back to the beginning. On account of the intervening offenses, the order sends him back to the beginning by a formal act that is legally valid, irreversible, fit to stand, but it imposes manata, parentheses discipline, and parentheses not by rule. It rehabilitates him not by rule. Monks, that monk is not pure in regard to those offenses. Okay, so if you punish them wrong, they haven't been punished. You have to punish them again, I guess. This is a case, monks, where a monk falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, not many and many and of one kind and of different kinds and of a like division and of a different division and separate ones and connected ones. He asks the order for concurrent probation on account of these offenses. By the way, this was 2,600 years ago. I'm sure that most, if not all, Buddhist monasteries allow, I assume, people who have disabilities, right? Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. But yeah, back in the day, 2,600 years ago, before political correctness, never mind. The order grants him concurrent probation on account of these offenses. While he is under probation, he meantime falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. Not many concealed four dots. On account of the offenses fallen into meantime, the order sends him back to the beginning by a formal act that is legally valid, irreversible, fit to stand. It grants concurrent probation by rule. It imposes manata discipline not by rule. It rehabilitates him not by rule. Monks, that monk is not pure in regard to those offenses. Yeah, you have to do everything right. It's like, if the search warrant has the wrong decimal point on the address or whatever, then you throw the case out. The guy runs free. He's free to do whatever he did again, right? Because you didn't do it by rule. Same kind of thing, but different, but similar. This is a case, monks, where a monk falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. Not many, three dots. And connected ones. He asks the order, three dots. They're tired of it. They're like, you get it now, right? We've repeated it twice. It's many, not many, concurrent, and different divisions. You remember? I'm just going to say three dots now, because I'm tired of talking. Tired of typing. Miss Horner's fingers are sore from all the typing. 1930s typewriter. I'll keep reading. While he is under probation, he meantime falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. Many not connected, three dots. Many concealed, three dots. Many concealed and not concealed, three dots. Not many and many not concealed. On account of the offenses fallen into meantime, he asks the order for sending back to the beginning. On account of the offenses fallen into meantime, the order sends him back to the beginning by a formal act that is legally valid, irreversible, fit to stand. It grants concurrent probation by rule. It imposes manata discipline not by rule. It rehabilitates him not by rule. Monks, that monk is not pure in regard to those offenses. This is a case, monks, where a monk three dots. and connected ones. He asks the order for concurrent probation on account of those of these offenses. The order grants him concurrent probation on account of these offenses. While he is under probation, he meantime falls into several offenses, entailing a formal meeting of the order, not many and many and concealed. On account of these offenses fallen into, meantime, he asks the order for sending back to the beginning. On account of these offenses fallen into, meantime, the order sends him back to the beginning by a formal act that is legally valid, irreversible, fit to stand. It grants him concurrent probation by rule. It imposes manata, discipline, not by rule. Again? I mean, was there a difference between this and the previous three times? It rehabilitates him not by rule. Monks, that monk is pure in regard to those offenses. I can't wait till we get to the one where they do it right. Wouldn't that be nice? This is a case, monks, three dots, and connected ones. On account of these offenses, he asks the order for concurrent probation. On account of these offenses, the order grants him concurrent probation. While he is under probation, he meantime falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. Not many and many and concealed and not concealed. On account of these offenses fallen into meantime, he asks the order for sending back to the beginning. On account of these offenses fallen into meantime, the order sends him back to the beginning by a formal act that is legally valid, irreversible, fit to stand. It grants him concurrent probation by rule. It imposes manata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, not by rule. It rehabilitates him not by rule. Monks, that monk is not pure in regard to those offenses. Told are the 9 cases where a monk on being sent back to the beginning is not pure. I can think of a few others off the top of my head, but I'll keep reading. This is a case, monks, where a monk falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, not many and many, three dots, and separate ones, and connected ones. On account of these offenses, he asks the order for concurrent probation. On account of these offenses, the order grants him concurrent probation. While he is under probation, he meantime falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, not many, not concealed. On account of these offenses fallen into, meantime, he asks the order for sending back to the beginning. On account of these offenses fallen into, meantime, the order sends him back to the beginning by a formal act that is not legally valid, reversible, not fit to stand. It imposes manata, discipline, by rule. It rehabilitates him by rule. Monks, that monk is not pure in regard to those offenses. So the search warrant was fine, but you didn't read him his Miranda rights. He's free to go. Well, in this case, he's still guilty. That's a different time before that whole... weird. Stop it. Okay. This is a case, monks, three dots. While he is under probation, he meantime falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. Not many and concealed and not concealed, three dots. Not many concealed, three dots. On account of these offenses fallen into meantime, the order sends him back to the beginning by a formal act that is not legally valid, reversible, not fit to stand. It grants concurrent probation not by rule, imposes manata, parentheses, discipline, by rule. It rehabilitates him by rule. Monks, that monk is not pure in regard to those offenses. Yeah. This is a case, monks, I have to take it on faith that that paragraph was in any way different from the previous paragraph. I believe, O Lord, that those paragraphs had some subtle difference that I just didn't catch. This is a case, monks. You ready for another paragraph that's almost identical? I'll try to spot the differences. This is a case, monks, three dots. While he is under probation, he meantime falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. Not many concealed. Oh, okay, not many concealed is different from not many not concealed, maybe. but not many concealed was the same in the previous paragraph, so that wasn't it. On account of these offenses fallen into meantime, he asks the order for sending back to the beginning. On account of these offenses fallen into meantime, the order sends him back to the beginning by a formal act that is not legally valid, reversible, not fit to stand. It grants him concurrent probation by rule. He, thinking, quote, this is different, I am under probation, end quote, meantime falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, not many concealed. He arrived at that stage, remembers among the earlier offenses fallen into meantime. He remembers among the subsequent offenses fallen into meantime. It occurs to him, quote, now I have fallen into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, not many and many. Three dots. And separate ones and connected ones. On account of these offenses, I asked the order for a concurrent probation. On account of these offenses, the order granted me concurrent probation. While I was under probation, I meantime fell into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. Not many, concealed. So on account of these offenses fallen into meantime, I asked the order for sending back to the beginning. On account of these offenses fallen into meantime, the order sent me back to the beginning by a formal act that was not legally valid, reversible, not fit to stand. It granted concurrent probation not by rule. Then I, thinking, quote, I am under probation, end quote. So quotes within quotes within quotes, right? Because the monk being quoted by Buddha is thinking and quotes himself, right? It's himself in the past. So Lord Buddha speaking, quotes. Hypothetical monk speaking, quotes within quotes. Hypothetical monk reflecting on what he did in the hypothetical past. Quote within quote within quote. Is there a name for that tense? Keep reading. Meantime, fell into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, not many concealed. Then I, arrived at this stage, remembered among the earlier offenses. Is he like coming around to the conclusion that he started thinking and saying the thing that was at the beginning of the sentence? Is that where we're going with this? Suppose that I, no, I remembered among subsequent offenses and offenses fallen into meantime. Yes. Suppose that I, on account of those offenses among the earlier offenses and on account of those offenses among the subsequent offenses, should ask the order for sending back to the beginning by a formal act that is legally valid, irreversible, fit to stand, for concurrent probation by rule, for manatta, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, by rule, for rehabilitation by rule. End quote within quotes. He asks the order, three dots, all of that, right? On account of those offenses among the earlier offenses, and on account of those offenses among the subsequent offenses, sends him back to the beginning by a formal act that is legally valid, irreversible, fit to stand. It grants concurrent probation by rule. It imposes manatta, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, by rule. It rehabilitates him by rule. Monks, that monk is pure in regard to those offenses. Finally, we arrived at some specific situation that worked out. This is a case, monks, three dots, parentheses. This case is identical with the preceding. But instead of concealed, read concealed and not concealed. Fair enough. Fair enough, Polytech Society. I give you a pass for putting all of that in three dots. Who wants to read that again? And parentheses, three more dots. This is a case, monks, three dots. While he is under probation, he meantime falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. Many, not concealed, many, concealed, three dots. Not many and many, not concealed. On account of the offenses fallen into meantime, he asks the order for sending back to the beginning. On account of the offenses fallen into meantime, the order sends him back to the beginning by a formal act that is not legally valid, reversible, not fit to stand. It imposes manatta, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, by rule, rehabilitates by rule. Monks, that monk is not pure in regard to those offenses. This is a case, monks, three dots. While he is under probation, he meantime falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. Not many and many and concealed, three dots. Not many and many and concealed and not concealed, 3 dons. On account of these offenses fallen into meantime, the order sends him back to the beginning by a formal act that is not legally valid, reversible, not fit to stand. It grants him concurrent probation not by rule. It imposes monata parentheses discipline and parentheses by rule. They got one thing right. It rehabilitates him by rule. Monks, that monk is not pure in regard to those offenses. This is a case, monks, 3 dots. Parentheses, the 2 cases given here, 2 more, are identical with those specified in the, like, 2-3 paragraphs ago. Okay. Instead of not many, read many. Okay. And parentheses, 3 dots. Monks, that monk is pure in regard to those offenses. Another one where they got it right. Sadly, it was all in 3 dots. And, quote, told is the 3rd section, that on accumulation of offenses. This is its key, the 3rd section. Oh, you mean Kulavaga or Cholavaga 3? Maybe. Okay, you ready for the key? The keys are fun. That's where, like, the little memorization thing. This one seems pretty short. So it's going to sound a little like gibberish, but it's like, okay, what did we do over the past 6 episodes of TV Taka? Real quick, here's the key. Not concealed. And 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, and 5 days, and a fortnight, 10 days, the great sage speaks of an offense, and slighter ones, leaving the order, about not many. 2 monks there agree, 2 are doubtful, are of the opinion that it is a mixed offense. They are of the opinion that it is a heavier offense when it is a slighter one. It seems like just a key from just what we read today. Likewise, of the opinion that it is a slighter one. 1 conceals, and then about backsliding. And confessing for one who was mad. Sending back to the beginning, he is pure. The recitation is for the maintenance of true Dhamma among the teachers of the Vibhaji doctrines. Okay. And who, dwellers in the Mahavihara, illuminate Tambapanidipa. Why don't I remember any of that stuff? Okay. I think that we're finished. Yeah, okay. We just finished Cholavaga 3. And I did indeed peek ahead. And there is a Cholavaga 4, which we will begin reading next time on Buddhist Books Podcast. Episode 327. That'll be the beginning of Cholavaga 4, which is good news for us, because at the beginning of the sections, that's where the interesting stuff is. So that seems to be how they approach it. Like, start with a story. Oh, really? Oh, his brother? Oh, okay. And then what did they do? Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes sense. I would do that too. And then by the end of the section, it's like, and then if it's like this and this and this and footnote and this and that, and that, well, it's the same thing as before, but a different, and here's 20 more examples, and you're just like, So next time will be more interesting than this time was. Isn't that fun? So be sure to tune in next time for that. Okay. I hope you had fun. I did. And I'll go ahead and do our usual closing that we do here on Buddhist Books Podcast. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.